morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I am Kara O'Connor, and welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. That's the talk today. I'm here for you during these accelerated times of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that has literally written our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want. I just encourage you to keep it to one question and the one that's at the top of your head, the one that's bothering you the most. I did want to talk before we went to the phone lines about the new moon and also the eclipse. And so today is a perfect day to talk about it because we are having a solar eclipse, and this is along with the new moon. Today is the day of it. And so what is an eclipse? An eclipse intensifies our feelings and intensifies what's going on planetarily. And so I want to give you a heads up so you could work with the energies of the planets because they profoundly affect us. And the lighter and lighter we become, meaning the more we evolve and we're in this constant regrowth, remembering who we are experience right now. And this is going to be going on for the rest of our incarnation. We are anchoring in a new earth here. We're anchoring in a new world here. We can see it when you pick up the paper with the new president and all the stuff about new beginnings. And so the energy over with the new moon is that we want to start. New moons are all about new beginnings, taking and working with that. This is the idea of time to plant seeds. But also, we want to remember that Mercury is still in retrograde, and so Mercury is all about communication. You even notice my communication. I'm having crossed wires here. And so when Mercury is in retrograde and we have a new moon, it's not about planting seeds. It's about getting those seeds, those thoughts, those seeds, those new ideas that you want to plant. What are you planning for the next month? It's like being able to fine-tune those and being able to work with the energy. And the eclipse, the solar eclipse, is all about over the next 2 weeks for us to be able to work with the energy positively. This is a real stretch. This 2 weeks is all about we're smack in the middle of a planetary alignment that hasn't happened in over 100 years, and we're not going to see this planetary alignment again until the year 2039. So we really want to be able to work with this energy, and this again is about clearing out old patterns. This is about getting rid of old paradigms, old dogma, and really tapping into the new, being able to be creative, tap into what is our limiting belief systems and letting go of them, and being able to step into that, taking the responsibility and accountability that we are here writing our own script. We do direct our energy every single day, consciously or unconsciously. The more you realize and understand that you have an opportunity to direct it consciously, that means thinking, pausing, seeing how is this coming out of me? Do I have an edge? Meaning when you're speaking, do I sound confident? Do I not sound confident? Does this feel grounded, or does it feel like I'm trying to plant this idea and it's going through the birthing process? Really listening to what you're saying, and that's not only with words, but we talk all the time through our energy bodies. And so working with the eclipse realizes that we have like a, think of it as an extra light bulb behind you. So there's an extra force. There's like a, think of an acceleration on a gas pedal. So there's more of a push for us to work with the, again, new moon. It's all about ideas. This is about being able to take away from the conservative and become more progressive and values. And also this is a part where we want to be mindful, because there's a part when we're going through this birthing process that could be lively arguments, is what one astrologer put it as. But this is an opportunity for us to understand that when we are going through those communication issues, when we're going through an opportunity that I've called lively debates, is what she also emphasized, that we can see what's the underlying core belief systems that could be the obstacles. So when we have an opportunity to pull forth those obstacles that could be blocking us from our past, from going on in our individual past, if this spills over to every direction in our life, we're able to see what is the, what's put light onto the blocks and be able to talk about it, to communicate it, and to again, realize that we can have a new opportunity to start with a new slate, a new sheet of paper, new new beginnings, new directions, and we can do that at any time that we decide to put our attention in. As soon as we put our attention in intention into any kind of a scenario in our life, we're able to, again, it's like putting a big light bulb inside of a room that's dimly lit. And so working with this energy of the, over the next 2 weeks is being able to connect to, think of a high-power light bulb, say a 1,000-watt light bulb, being able to, that you're the conduit for this light to illuminate those corners in your life. And so the four major corners that we work in life with is the you corner, that's all about yourself, self-esteem, how do you define yourself, what is your core belief system. Then it spills over to the money corner, and that's the job, career, money corner. Then we have personal relationship corners, and then we have the other corner of the of our inner circle, that's our friends, our family, our coworkers. And so all those four major corners is the foundation of what we do, this daily thing called life. And so the more we're able to look at those corners of our foundational energies of being the angel having the human experience with that light that comes from our heart, the more we're able to pull out any of the cobwebs, see any of the obstacles that are blocking us, again, from living more in flow, living more in unity. And you can tell there's an increase of synchronistic things people are talking about. A lot of people are talking about physical phenomena where they're finding things that appearing. They lost a book. I just heard a woman today on a different show that she was looking off for this book. Her and her husband were going crazy looking for this book. They looked in all the typical places. Then they sat down, and together they decided to. She lost her brother, so she said, John, can you help us please bring this book to surface? We are at our wit's end. And then they let it go. They let go of the thought. They used their attention. They put their intention involved, and then they let go. They surrendered. And then she said it wasn't even 3 minutes later where her husband had this urge to go look in a pile of magazines that he looked in just an hour and a half ago, and there was the book. And so it appeared all of a sudden. So we're having, when we, that was the use, a good example of use of intention, the use of attention. So they put the attention on what they desired. They sat down, think of when two or more gather, we put the think of 1,000-watt light bulb, and then you add another one in. So it's a bigger light. It's a bigger magnet to pull forth the dream, the desire. And there came the physical phenomena as far as having the book appear. So that's all about us tuning in to the communication that is given to us daily through the universal energy fields. That's us recognizing ourselves as energetic beings and really taking this time of the winter, even, of hibernation, of the between the eclipses, to go through our physical, spiritual, mental, emotional bodies and do some clearing out, getting the cobwebs out, and that allows you to expand your foundation so you feel more grounded, you feel more centered, especially when we know that we have these influences that could be affecting communication, affecting even the electrical stuff in our house. So being able to work with the new moon is, again, this is a seed planting time, and there's an acceleration here because there's an eclipse. There's another eclipse, and actually there's 6 eclipses this year, and that's very unusual. Usually we have the maximum of 4 eclipses. So this is, again, a 209 is a huge turnaround year. This is a real rebirthing, and there's a paradox of letting go and like a period of it could be a death process for a lot of people, and I don't mean physical death. It's like letting go of situations and scenarios and people that no longer serve you and scenarios that you do not feel empowered. And so at the same time, understand that there's a birthing process going on. It's like watching a screen that you go into the department stores and they have all those TV screens. So imagine one of them is all about, again, feeling the rebirthing process, feeling the hopes, the dreams, the desires, ready to take the accountability and responsibility for change in our life. And then there's another screen going on that you could see, again, where there's a letting go process. There's a rearranging of the old to let in the new. And all of this is happening at the same time. So that's where we could feel stretched. That's where, again, our wires could feel crossed, even literally, symbolically, and in different parts of our life. And so working with the planetary aspects that are here help you become aligned with the universal energy. That universal energy is our birthright. It is love. And so it helps us illuminate, put that energy into the heart chakra, all those corners of our life. And then we feel much more flow. We enjoy, and we start living a lighter life. We are stepping into our light bodies. That's living with enlightenment. And so there's a part of us that is really forgetting to work with the energy in a way that brings the divine child out in us. That means more laughter, more play, more fun, and then we're able to notice that in all the directions of our life. So working with these moons, understand that there's a two-week process where those eclipses are going to amplify especially emotions, and these are deep-seated emotions, and especially in the romance department. So any kind of partnership at all over the next 2 weeks, you want to use the energy to talk about any kind of blocks, any kind of miscommunication that you guys could be having within your relationship. This is a perfect opportunity to plant new seeds, to start what do we want to do in our relationship? Bring it out on the table. Lay where you might not feel like you're being heard. And so putting it out on the table and discussing it with a partner, making sure you use the I words. You want to concentrate on how you feel. This is your perception. This is all about you. The more you're able to really anchor in and work with the new moon as far as having a solid foundation for a new beginning with your relationships. And so, and this is all our relationships. So yes, there's an amplification on from now over the next 4 weeks with the romance department. But we could use that in all our relations. So that's work, coworkers, brothers, sisters, all of that, all of our relationship. And this includes our relationship with Earth. So take this time to be grounded, to notice the connectedness and interconnectedness that we have with the Earth. Notice nature. Whenever you feel out of alignment, just look at out the street and look at nature. Look at how the birds don't fight against the wind. They learn to go with it. So the more we're able to do that, the more we're aligned, the more we are getting to what I call the wonder of it all state. So you really feel you feel supported energetically, and it allows you to not collapse into old patterns. And so this is where we're letting go of old patterns that would have us in the defense mechanism, and be reactive instead of proactive. So take those steps, be proactive, and plant the seeds for your empowerment, and then you've got an extra extra gas in your tank over the next couple of weeks. So that is the tip of the day. When we come back from the break, we will be opening up the phone lines and taking your calls. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm the guest host of The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RichGerman.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Listen up. Do you work in front of a computer more than 1 hour per day? Research shows that poor posture while working in front of the computer can cause the stress response, leading to physical and emotional compromise. So don't forget, every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. For more healthy living tips, visit us at vcwc.net. Once again, vcwc.net.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Show, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. Our number, we opened up the lines here, is 1-800-930-2819. And again, that number is 1-800-930-2819. And I did want to say that we have some up-and-coming events in February that are very exciting. They're on the website. So to see what's happening, we got a free teleclass February, Tuesday, February 5th. That's coming up real fast. Tuesday, February 5th is a free teleclass. Thursday, February 5th, free teleclass, and we are encouraging you to call it. It's all about mastery, and so for all up and coming events, you could check it out at KaraOConnor.com. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
All right, and also I want to remind everybody, Kim obviously is the next caller in line, but Carrie, see, I'm doing the same thing you are, Carrie.
I know, I swear it's the messenger thing. It's really amplified because of the eclipse.
I know.
Benny.
It happens. I'm stuck behind an eclipse somewhere in my life, and hopefully I'll get out from underneath it or behind it. Just want to remind everybody, of course, Carrie is on in a new time slot, and that's happening now. She has been moved from the 11 o'clock hour Pacific Standard Time in the morning to now 10 o'clock in the morning. So if you're listening, you're wondering why is Carrie at the earlier time? Well, she's got a new slot. So 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show on Mondays now. So Kim is calling in from New Orleans, Louisiana, and she has a question about her life theme. So, Kim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Carrie.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. So, the telecourse on Thursday, the 5th, is about
mastery. It's all about explaining the importance of truly understand what the mastery is. I always talk about being the master in process and practice and what is the master. So, it's an hour of teleclass from 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time that really explains as far as why is it important to really recognize that. A lot of times when people hear mastery, they think, what does that have to do with me? And so we're all here to navigate our energy and be able to master and manage it. And so it's an introduction to how important it is to consider yourself a master. It's first part of stepping into our divine birthright. And you had a question with themes, because it's all about getting over the seeing our life themes, because our life themes come in, and they have we come in to learn through themes, and now this is what we're releasing, that we don't have to learn through the themes that have been around us for eons. And so we're stepping back to our original blueprint. So what were you wondering about as far as
I remember I've done a couple telecourses with you, and I thought I remembered in one of the like packets that you sent that that people come in with one primary theme and two secondary, and I was just wondering what you would read off of me.
Okay, the biggest thing that I see is that when we want to do healing and get right to the root of it, and the way I see it, Kim, is like looking energetically. It's looking at like a family tree that's upside down. So think of a family tree, or not even upside down. So the way energetically, when I lay it over the person, it's kind of reading upside down. But simply put, think of when you see a vision of a family tree, you start out with the person, then you see have the parents or the name, you know, O'Connor. Then it's like my mom's side and my dad's side. So when I look at as far as the themes collectively that have profoundly affect each and every single one of us. It has to do with life. I even see it on the right side. It has to do with fear of annihilation, period, part. And on the left side, it's right to life issues. I mean, and so that profoundly affects. It could be seen that it does. I don't see it necessarily has to come with the mother, but even a Freudian psychiatrist friend of mine pointed out that that even is a lot what Freud said as far as the fear of annihilation, that the dad is going to kill or castrate the boy, and the right to life issues have to do with as far as our being, ability to take in life force prana, be able to receive. And there's a lot of times why I see it on the left side symbolically is going back into mom's theme of serve everybody else before you serve ourselves. So when we are doing core, to put the energy, attention, and intention to go to the two core things of where we split off, where we forget of who we are, where we got into the illusion that we're separated from the God aspect of ourself, is that's where I see the first split is. It goes into those right to life issues and fear of annihilation. And so how it plays out in our life is unique to us. So we wrote the script as far as some people do it through self-worth, some people do it with no self-worth, some people do it with all lack and scarcity, some people do it with self-esteem issues. Every single the theme that we choose to learn incarnationally, our themes have a tendency to, we do it over and over again until we kind of grasp it. In this incarnation in particular, especially since the year 204, we've had this invitation, think of, I'm saying invitation in quotes, but an invitation to say, to release from those karmic ties that pull us down. It's like everything, all these love washes that are happening are absolutely affecting the electromagnetic part that magnetically holds the energy field into those themes that we come in here. So that's when, again, I tell people as far as directing their energy to go to anything that has to do with right to life issues and or the fear of annihilation, you're getting right down to the root cause of that separated us from our remembering who we are. Because as we are awakening, as we're realigning, as we're reconnecting, and as we are holding that through the spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional bodies of the energy field, the more we're aligned into our true nature, and the more we're aligned to the true nature, the more we hold more of that universal energy. That universal energy is love. And so, and the more we hold or turn up the volume, think of it as like an IV drip. So a lot of times we just drip this love and we take it. We could cut ourselves off from it, the flow. We could turn it up and get a bolus, a dose of it. Then we kind of shut ourselves off again. So as we are stepping in, especially this year, the whole rebirthing period, we are opening that IV fluid of love on full force. So it's going into our energy field on all sides, feeding us, and that love frequency is very high. And think of it as like Pac-Man. It goes through our energy field, and where anybody, under any direction, space of time, especially when we put our attention and intention to it, where we have any kind of issues or residual issues that have to do with, again, right life issues, fear of annihilation, or the biggest one, the top one, is that we were ever separated from source, that we got kicked out of the garden, that there is separation, because there is no separation, that we are separate is an illusion. And so that's right. Where we're, that's where we're getting down to the three major things. So going into that, we are understanding cellularly and through the mental, physical, spiritual bodies, and really knowing it, turning that knowing into beingness, is that we can never be separated. It's not possible for us to be separate from a source, right. Creator source is
can
a
I
huge
share a real,
step in our evolution
a real fast
process.
Story, Carrie?
Excuse me?
Can I share a story real fast?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was kind of driving along, and I had this vision, and I've been doing a lot of searching and working with you a lot, too. And okay, so I was being tortured and by someone I knew in this life, and what happened was I entered a altered state of consciousness, and I automatically knew that I knew who I was, I knew who they were, I knew at a soul level, like I knew that they were these powerful spiritual beings, and the only reason they were doing this to me was because I had asked for it, and because they loved me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And but I was physically sick. I mean, I literally had to push mm-hmm. out the nausea and push out mm-hmm. the repulsion, but mm-hmm. it was incredible. It was like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, I get it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, it was really,
thank
really
you
beautiful.
For sharing, and that is a perfect example of when we have a cellular release that goes so deep, that is so ingrained in the energy field, we will absolutely feel it. It's, and a lot of times the common symptom is nausea, not feeling nauseous. Some people go, and I've projectile vomited, where it's gotten so deep, so in our core, and so understanding that's exactly it. Love is our only state of being. When we truly embrace and remember that we are God aspects, God only is fear, is love. It's not even fear. Fear is an emotion that's out of alignment of, it's not love. And so as we are connecting, reconnecting, realigning ourselves with that love and understanding that love is life, life is love, and it's synonymous to that energy, that flow of the universal energy, then it allows our energy field to be open and understanding that all those times, so many times that we feel like we're victimized or whatever, the key players in this lifetime, especially those that seem to cause us friction or pain or that kind of deal, are what in Buddhism would be called noble friends. We wrote the script, we high-fived it, we had agreements that you're going to hold the posture that you're the quote enemy and I'm going to have an opportunity to grow, and so it's an opportunity for both parties to grow, to play their part, and it's because they love us so much. It's just like a lot of times with people ask me as far as the guides, why can't they come in, or Jesus, why can't they come down and just show everybody, fix it for everybody? That's not part of being God aspect. That's not part of the thing of our, if we love our guides, they love us so much that if we are choosing separation or want drama or chaos, they love us so much. Unconditional love means I will support you through your chaos. It's because that's what you're choosing right now. And that's what unconditional love is supporting us through what our choices are. So the more we are stepping into alignment, the more we're doing cellular releasing and waking up to our true nature, the more we are connecting to that knowing, and it doesn't become, and that knowing because is a process where a lot of times what I see the biggest leap that we're doing over the last two years is we're taking all the knowing, because I know so many people, and I hear this all the time as far as, and I've gone through this process myself many, many times as far as taking something, we read the books and we know it, and it sounds like the truth to us because it cellularly shakes us up, and we know this. And so we can know something and it be a spiritual truth that rings true to us, but it's applying it into our everyday life. We're going to come back to that. We're going to go to our first break. And again, the phone lines are open. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. We'll be right back.
Hypnosis has been scientifically verified to stimulate desired changes in behavior, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. Learn the latest hypnosis techniques and receive your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy at the February 20th through 22nd weekend event in Seattle. Call 800-800-MIND and mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. Visit hypnosis.com, the Empowerment Partnership, and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Liotta at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
The New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com. A
recent mineral discovery is conquering many killer diseases that plague mankind. Sound too good to be true? Listen to Jim Humble tell about his discovery of this miracle mineral supplement and its global health applications in fighting cancer, TB, malaria, antibiotic-resistant forms of staph infection, and many other diseases. This may be the most important radio health show you've ever heard. Visit MiracleMineral.org to learn more about this amazing supplement. That's MiracleMineral.org.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive six-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
And you're listening to the Caricom Show, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And we're going to go back to the phone line with Kim, because, Kim, you were asking really important question or statements that a lot of people are going through right now. And so did you have a further question?
Yeah, well, I did want to say a couple things real fast, Carrie. Okay, so the medium telecourse I took with you was really, really powerful for me, because since I have had the course, I have had much clearer communication from dead loved ones on the other side. And so that attunement was very, very powerful, so thank you.
Wonderful,
and then I was trying to tell Benny about what I've noticed is I'm a really big fan of yours, and working with you and stuff, but what I've noticed is that as I am able to keep my core higher, my energy level higher, mm-hmm. I still have these little tiny negative thoughts that come into the edge of my consciousness. Mm-hmm. And what I have to do literally is I have to almost cancel them right away, because I am such a powerful manifester.
Right. Right.
So if I have any stray random thought that's negative, I'm like, oh, cancel, because why? Because I'm expecting it to happen.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I think that it's really neat, Carrie, that you're sharing your gift with the world. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a really good point, because the more we, and especially over the next 2 weeks, because with these eclipses, they are amplifying metal to the pedal manifestation. It is just, I'm hearing more and more where people are experiencing physical manifestation, as far as like the example of the book was just one example. I had people having earrings appear that were lost for 15, 20 years, and they threw it out about saying, boy, I'd like to find that earring, or I gave up a long time ago, and there the earring is standing on the kitchen table. So we're going to be hearing more and more about physical manifestation, and it's happening faster because energetically we're dropping symbolically more into the physical body more. So it's right getting, it's what I heard for 3.5 years as far as the Living Newton John song, let's get physical. And part of that was the guides in the council encouraging us to take it down to that physical body. And as we are holding that light into the enlightenment and that frequency, that high frequency into our physical body, we are powerful manifestors. And so here we're given anywhere from 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts, seeds of potential. That means seeds of manifestation every single day. So if we're manifesting either consciously or unconsciously, so the more we become conscious about it, the more we say, holy smokes, I asked for that and it came true. And so we are stepping into an accelerated rate of manifestation. And so when we start then we notice where we're more in flow with the universe and the synchronistic energies, because we notice how fast that we do put it out there, and it becomes it comes true. And that's part of our birthright. That's part of why it's so important to, going back to the mastery, be the master in process and practice. And when, let's say something's not happening in the department of personal relationship, but you're putting the intention out there, and this is everybody, because this is time of year where people start asking about partnership with Valentine's Day in February coming up. And so let's say you're intending and putting the relationship intention intention out. They're on, go to the knowingness that the partner is making their way in, and that if it doesn't happen in the physical yet, that is that you put the intention out and it's going to manifest faster and faster. So that's part of the gift of us going through the rebirthing process. The more we literally pull in that that magnet of manifesting is stronger and stronger, and also the letting go process of getting into those core belief systems that have, that could have in the past had us be blocked or have that static, that symbol become static. And also there's sometimes there's a timing process. So it's wonderful that you're seeing the claiming your birthright, Kim, and directing the energy as the master, and that's where, and that's exactly what we're here to do, and that's what we're doing on a collective way. We're increasing this every single nanosecond. It's becoming faster and faster and easier for us to feel the less of the magnetic grids that held us back into core belief systems, and so people are feeling more lighter, more, and so when that light goes is lighter into their scenario, they're able to see where they're feeling the static or they're feeling the non-empowerment, and then they also have the foundation to start working on it, where before we could be more reactive and kind of close off and not want to work on our core issues because they're scary. To the wounded child, that's very scary. The ego could feel really, really big, but that's all part of the illusion of separation, and what is more scary is not addressing those causes. Going to the boogeyman cause, that's what I call them, and put the light in there, and our light and the attention and intention, and then it's by merely having our attention on it, and as soon as we have an awareness that we have that something's going on, then we have choice, and so then it's not a subconscious pattern anymore, it is a choice, and so then we have a choice of what, how we're going to direct our energy. So this is the whole 9-month period of an acceleration, and it doesn't stop there. It just gets better and better and better when we're in flow and plugging into our divine birthright. So good for you. Keep up the great work, and high five.
You too, Sherry. Thanks. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kim, for calling in, and just as a memory for those who like Olivia Newton-John, here you go, Carrie. I know it brings back memories for me all the time. Okay. Had to break up that for you there. Yvonne now is calling in from Everett, Washington. She's looking for her some life mission for you and from Carrie. And Yvonne, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Good.
The thing I'm bringing up is related in regards to what I feel is my life mission. I'm going to be holding workshops.
Okay, good.
And what it's called is Conversations and the Practice of Presence.
Wonderful.
And so I guess it's something that has come up frequently, for a couple of years, but that I've always set it aside, mm-hmm. and just more jumped into other activities, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And yet seeing like those doors are closed.
Right.
So to speak. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of like I really had to finally, for the past few months, especially coming back from Hawaii, look at it and go, I guess I have to get started.
Well, I was just going to say that goes back to Benny, where's the song? Let's get this year is all about, again, when we're taking it down to the physical, it means individually in our life, where it's like we're holding a higher frequency in our physical body. So that's our mm-hmm. physical body opens up that light. That light, again, illuminates out. So it puts in any corner where there could be, again, blocks or where we put mm-hmm. Put our dream, hopes and dreams off, right? So that's mm-hmm. part of where it could be timing. And part of the biggest time, what I'm seeing with you, Yvonne, is that when we're getting rid of residual things that have to do with past life stuff, that has to do with fear of annihilation. So if I shine my light and go out there, I will be annihilated and even being burned at the stake and in having being literally hurt. But by speaking your truth, there's a part where you are getting rid of the residual energy. So think of when we're getting those ideas, our hopes and dreams are coming up. There's a a birthing process that happens. And so now you're feeling the urge, just like when you're having a baby, to push this idea out. And so this is a real important time. But as far as when we're feeling like we're in active labor and we want to push, there will paradoxically be up in our face and literally up in our face and heart sometimes, like this pressure, as far as what's the next step. So then paradoxically, we could feel this urge of going out there and getting busy, but then also that's when the ego or the child could say, wait a minute, don't, and start doing like delay tactics. You got to finish this first, or you're not ready for this, or you're not ready for that. And, this is where you do the dance of mastery, where again, this is part of life. And so just like when Kim said, as far as hearing the little voices that she turns it around, that's part of the voices that we're hearing right now. That's part of our evolutionary process. The more and more we collectively wake up, the more and more those voices are going to get easier and easier for us to identify, and then we don't plug into them at all. So this is right now as part of the of our process of us waking up and really plugging in to 724 as far as the, who we are, as far as remembering who we are, because who we are, the nature never changes and it never has been. So this is where we're clearing out that that separation or any kind of themes of separation. And so especially when you're feeling the push, the pressure to do it, it's again doing the dance where you take the steps, Yvonne, to go out there and do it, claim it, speak it, fake it till you make it, whatever you need to do as far as getting it into the physical. Putting it down, writing it out, put it on paper, putting it in the physical is so important when we're on that part of the birthing center. And it's creation. We're creating in the physical. So we are in the physical body, so we want to put it out on the physical and then be able to spread it out, talk about it. And it is perfect timing, especially from now with you until March through May. And so think of taking through the next 3 weeks in particular, having it take in the time to the period of crossing the T's and dotting the I's, especially as Mercury is going out of retrograde, for you to take the next 2 weeks to really, again, fine-tune and crossing the T's, dotting the I's, to me is just dusting it off, giving the birth. Feel it, literally. Okay. I would encourage you to feel it like a beautiful crystal that goes through all the chakras, and you're pushing it down out of the root chakra. You're holding this idea in your arms like a baby, and you're looking at the newborn baby with the wonder of it all, and then putting that baby into your heart and feeling that radiate 360 degrees all around you. So you're tuning into your heart desire as you're taking the steps. And again, that's working with the energies of the eclipse that amplifies everything. And then as far as M's, March through May, as far as having the classes through a lot of times in February, as far as just a heads up, as far as what I found in experience, February, it's no matter where you live, it tends to be where people are in the they kind of hold back as far as classes. So unless it's a teleclass or that kind of thing, if it's something that you're going to do on the outside, I would encourage you to hold off until March, and then at least till March, and then I'm seeing you from March to May as far as really expanding with this. So it doesn't mean that you don't talk about it and you don't make the steps and you don't make plans for that, because all of that is putting it into action. It's just that's just a heads up for you as far as the March to May. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. And we're going to the break, and you're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org, or call 800-NATUNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NATUNIV.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone starting January 29th. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Mama Kitty had no hope. Shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Be with you till the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go take some more phone calls?
Sounds like a plan. I think we've got a caller just filled up for the rest of the hour. And we have Missy now calling in from Bothell, Washington. She had a question about her career. So, Missy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Missy?
Thank you. I'm wonderful. My question real quick was, I'm really was hoping to get into another company. It's a very small company. I don't know what's going on, though, but it was in with the sales part of it, and I was just curious.
I'm sorry, honey, I didn't hear the last thing you said. It's been in with it, this.
In sales.
Okay.
In the sales part of it, and it's with how people protect people, the kids in school, basically. It's an ASAP training thing is what he does is he teaches police how to go in and protect children who are in a situation of armed people and things like that.
Okay.
I was just wondering if that can happen for me.
Wondering if what?
If I'm going to be part of that sales team.
Okay,
I mean,
okay. All right.
When I'm excited whenever I think about it.
Okay, I was just going to say, when I'm looking at it, I go, when somebody pulls me right into their heart and their heart is blinking, and especially when it's a lotus flower, that's my symbol of that this is your heart's desires. This is where this gives you passion, this gives you excitement. And so that is a really good sign. So what you want to clear off and what I'm doing is off the left side is where I'm seeing some, and especially in the emotional body, we're clearing out any kind of residual thing as far as anything in the past where you've had your hopes up high, and this could even be relationship, this could be friendship, and this could be going down to a kindergarten friend that disappointed you, right? And so we're clearing out through the emotional body any kind of time in any direction, space of time where you've had disappointment because your heart is into this. And so I see you not only going for it, but I also see the whole program expanding and bridging. And this is one of the new things that are coming up as far as what I call as bridger jobs, like those things that we didn't hear about 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or especially 20 years ago, we didn't hear of even life coaches and all that. These are new jobs and new programs that are out there as we are evolving, as we are bridging out. And so the key, Missy, is that you're, when any, and this is for everybody, whenever your heart gets excited about something or your body gets excited, that's triggers from your soul saying, hey, Missy, yes, keep on in the step in the right direction, because this is the light direction for you, not in right and wrong. It's the light, so it's the right direction for you. Might not be for somebody else, but it's definitely for you. Go ahead.
He kind of shot me down last year and pretty much just said, no, I'm keeping it within the family. But he's only got one job this coming year, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. You've got the whole nation, in fact, the whole world to work with. What is one job? I mean, come on.
Right.
So do you see that changing?
Right, that would be why I'm seeing in the left side, and that represents the past to me, that what we're clearing out of the emotional body is any kind of disappointment that came in there. And so that would be where you're bringing your heart, your energy that goes beyond the ego. So think of part of their lack and limitation, or their thoughts could either is part of their own process as far as thinking small when we're here to do big. So you're going in there, bringing the light in there, and again, illumination, and it goes beyond the ego. So part of the ego wants to say right or wrong, black or white, or again, starts to shrink back when it could be big, right? And so think of your, it's perfect design where you're bringing in your energy, your attention and intention to this. It gives you passion, so then they could see beyond where sometimes people can't see the forest between the trees, especially if they're putting their investment in it, meaning time, money, or energy, right? And so, and sometimes we need it. You know, the whole thing of the third party, where the third party comes in, and all of a sudden everyone's like, yeah, yeah, and it's the same exact thing that you've been saying. And so think of that. This is like a third party thing. You're going into the scenario. It's different from the past. So even though I would put the whole scenario of the past experience with this in a ball of light, and this is a new moon, so blow it away from you, and then plant the seeds, working with the energy of the new moon and the eclipse, because that's all about, again, planting seeds. So this is a new sheet of paper. It's almost like you visualize it as a new opportunity and job. Not almost, because you know what? The energy of it is different, because even though it could be the same scenario and the same job, but the energy is different every single day. We're changing and shifting energy, so there's always a new dynamic. It could be an underlying theme of the same foundation, the same job, but there's always a newness, because we're always constantly creating, and so we're putting new ideas, putting our energy into it. So absolutely go for it. And again, you're releasing, because part of this energy is in the emotional body around the heart. It has more to do than with the job. Think of the job as just one avenue of what you're doing and clearing and working on it, especially I'm seeing the number 444, so I'm seeing a paternal grandfather giving you that number as far as your go-ahead, and especially paternal in particular, because he squared himself in, he was blocked and limited himself, so he's all about expansion. This is really clearing out cellular family stuff that's going to be allowed to set you free, and really you'll be able to feel it. It's palpable, and good job. Because you're shifting family generational patterns, Missy.
When will it happen, and should I contact him, and when should I contact him, and when will it happen?
I'm contacting him after Mercury is in retrograde, and that's after this, because communication, especially this Mercury, I can't even tell you. That could be a whole hour show in itself. So it goes out of retrograde this Sunday. I would be could I have like a hangover, so I'd absolutely be contacting him when it gets into as far as the week of February, anytime after February 5th, next Thursday, into even the following Monday as far as February 9th. And again, you're already going to be contacting him energetically. That means you're talking to him, you're introducing your energy to him, you're showing him the light, you're showing him his heart, your heart. And so, and how do you do that? You tap into your emotion of your excitement, and your radiating that out to him. And this is where we're understanding and knowing that we're connected, and we're multi-connected. We're always giving messages to each other. And so this is being able to be proactively working with that energy, and knowing that all of a sudden he'll say, gosh, I'm glad you called. You've been on my head or on my mind lately. This is what we're going to experience more and more of too. So you're connecting with him, but not in the physically till the first or second week of February. And again, work on the issues that have to do with the things in the past that goes back to when you're 4 to even 6 years old, and this is where you're doing it as multi-leveled, because we're multi-leveled being, it's more than just the job, it's being able to really step into your empowerment and self-worth and being able to say that I can have my cake and eat it too. I can have joy and be able to spill that over and bridge it into my job, arena, and it can bring me, again, joy, money, opportunities, and it's all about being able to step in and having a solid foundation to step into the Bridger energy, and that's what you are. You are a Bridger. So how you bridge, and there's no right and wrong. It's what gives you joy, Missy.
And when will that happen?
Right, you're going to talk about it right now. You're going to plant the seeds right now. You're going to take it into the physical. So doing the work of clearing out the emotional body, be proactive by it. And that really means that recognizing that you got really charged up about the past experiences. Your whole heart, again, was when I saw that kind of cloud over the left side, that's the part that you want to clear out. Like, really look at stuff. And even at really going back to 4 to 6 years old, as far as what was going on, especially on the left side, as far as that's on mom's side, as far as where you were taught, as far as how to take in energy, being able to, being taught to serve everybody else and serve yourself last. That's what you're flipping over. That's what you're bridging. So you're being very active as you're making those, the connection in the Februarys, right? In the mid-February, I see at the end of February, you hear how I see it in turn of the eight, the information comes back to you. So think of February as a big month for you of going, talking, and then having, again, I don't know why February 28th is really big for you as far as returning is the information, and twos are all about manifestation. So when your head wants to pull you back into any kind of thing of the past, really, it's like yanking the chain, pulling that tube back to the now and going back into the heart energy, which it's like it demagnifies anything that's charged, and that also is where other people could be thinking closed off. So this is where you want to work on energetically, and it's going to open the doors for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and may you align with the divine. I will talk to you next week and at the new time at 10 o'clock. And I want to thank all any callers that were on the line. Look at the internet, because I am on other shows that you could call and ask your questions. I have a show almost every single week, so I encourage you to check all of that out. And again, if you're listening to guest host of Carrie O'Connor, the guest host of Dr. Pat, and may you have a wonderful week, and make sure you align with the divine.